Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you looking to upgrade to a new smartphone? Look to Thumb Cellular. You can upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. If you add a new line, you'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. Thumb Cellular is giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of your new smartphone. Visit your local Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. 2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Halftime festivities here from USA. We had a number of the 2019 championship teams from USA. You look around, a lot of banners hanging from the ceilings here. And they added at least 3 to 5 more from 3 of the teams this past year. Softball, of course, the girls were state champs, winning on that triple play. Boys cross country came in 5th place in the state. And then bowling, boys bowling was even a state finalist in that sport. This one so far, we've had 2 lead changes, 1 in each quarter. At the end of the first quarter, Lakers was leading by 2 points, 12-10. At halftime, though, USA leading 29-20 as they outscored the Lakers in the second quarter 19-8 as part of Landon Zimmer's 14-point second quarter and hitting 5 threes on the night, leading all scorers with 20 points. USA, of course, Landon Zimmer, 20 points. After that, Connor Kettle with 5. 3 of those points coming from the free throw line. Then 2 points for Walker Foley and Nash Morton. For Lakers, they are led by Mason Williams with 8 points, 2 threes and a field goal. 4 points for Anthony Sheridan. 3 points for Hunter Krohn and Sawyer Kazefka. And 2 points for Dylan Wehner. From the free throw line, Lakers 1 for 2 for 50%. The USA Patriots 6 of 8 for 75%. Turnovers, USA has 8 of them, Lakers with 13, 7 of those coming in the second quarter. For USA, they had 5 turnovers in that first quarter, 3 in the second. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
You know, Lakers is playing textbook except for one little minor detail. They've only taken 17 shots, and you're not going to win a ball game like that. Inside, they were 5 for 9, 55%. That's where they're going to be successful, pounding that ball in. 3 for 8. On the outside, 37%. That's a real decent percentage. Again, 17 shots and only making 8. That's 47%, but it's not going to keep up the pace with USA. USA took 31 shots, hit 9 of them at a 29% clip. So what, right? They were 4 for 15, only 26% on the inside, which, well, they're not going to get their points there anyways. But 5 for 16 on the outside, 31%. And, of course, 5 of those coming from Landon Zimmer, who has 20 points at halftime.
An impressive showing from both teams in this first half. Lakers really came out strong. The percentages show it. 47% in that first half. That will keep you in any ball game, especially with the USA Patriots. But here we are, a 9-point lead for USA. John, you feel the momentum shifting slowly to the USA bench? I mean, Nash Morton, one of their key cogs in this offense, probably will be on the bench with 3 fouls.
That's going to be big, huge. Nash Morton needs to be out there because he's a catalyst and everything. In fact, he's the one that goes ahead and finds Landon Zimmer. Now, it's not saying that the other guys can't, but I'll tell you what, as far as Morton is concerned, Nash is going to go ahead and really be careful out there. He's a senior. He's smart. He knows that one more foul is going to put him on the bench again, probably permanently, except if something happens down the stretch. But as far as Lakers is concerned also, they've got a good game plan going on. They just need to go ahead and get more shots and, keep that ball off the floor away from the quick hands of the USA Patriots.
In other area scores, one really notable one. Kingston is leading Flint International House of Pancakes at the half, 22-17. Evan Neff with 9 points, Bukard with six. Thanks to Let's Talk Sports, 92.1 of Carroll, for that update. As we're getting ready to set things off here for the second half, both coaches with final instructions from either team. Mark Gainforth drawing out already his schematics for his squad. Eric Wisner getting his troops back in order. John, it should be an interesting second half. We had two lead changes. Lakers took the lead with 3:05 left in the first quarter. They held that ball, held that lead well into the second quarter. But then USA started out on a 7-0 run to start that second.
I'm eager to see what the adjustments that Mark Gainforth has made on the chalkboard. And the same thing with Coach Wisner. This game could come down to the wire or it could blow out. You never know. I mean, it's a 50-50 chance.
It'll be Laker ball to... It's a Laker ball to start things out here on the left side of your radio. Great crowd for a Friday. John and I were mentioning it's taken about 5 to 7 years of the seasons changing, the girls' season to the both basketball season in the winter sports, but it feels like the crowds are finally coming back to gymnasiums across the entire thumb.
Friday night boys basketball.
Inbound to Garrett Bowles. To the left wing to Mason Williams, back to Bowles. 7:50 left in the third quarter. Sheridan, skip pass to the left wing. Mason Williams, two dribbles, jump shot, left mid-range. This one's no good, but we have a whistle on the rebound. And it will be Laker ball on the... No, they're going to say a foul again. Foul against Lakers, number 10. Anthony Sheridan on the hook.
And Anthony Sheridan wins our raffle of who gets the second foul first.
Over to the left wing to Ryerson. Back up to Nash Morton. Morton to the right wing to Foley. Back to Morton to Landon Zimmer. At the left elbow, Ryerson, double team coming there. Starts his dribble. Into the right corner to Connor Gettle. Goes down the baseline. Cut off at the baseline. Cade Ryerson. Skip to Nash Morton. Left wing. Into the corner. Landon Zimmer pump fakes and starts his dribble to Connor Gettle. Right wing. Kizefka nearly stole away from behind. Back to Landon Zimmer, left wing, being guarded by Garrett Bowles. 7 minutes left in the third. Connor Gettle dribbles. Mid-range jump shot. Right wing is airballed. Rebound brought in by Mason Williams. Here comes Lakers, trailing by nine into the corner. Kizefka for three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Hunter Kime. This one's stripped into the hands of Connor Gettle.
This is where USA goes ahead and makes a living. Transition buckets.
To Landon Zimmer, down to Cade Ryerson, wide open the right block, and this one's in for 2 points. Largest lead at 11, 31-20. USA by 11 points. 6:35 left in the third.
That's Ryerson's first score.
Mason Williams, Garrett Bowles, top of the key. Now at the free throw line, Sarkazevich to the left block. Sheridan goes to work, and it's in for two. John, the same message as the last time, I think. Feed it inside for Lakers.
I'd pound that ball in there.
And now we have a whistle. Connor Gettle is tying his shoe. And the foul goes against number 14 of Lakers. That'd be Mason Williams, his second, team's second. USA ball at midcourt right in front of us. 6:16 left in the third. USA 31, Lakers 22. Nash Martin dribbling against Garrett Bowles to his left. Now to his right at top of the key to left wing Ryerson. Against Hunter Kime, blows by him. Connor Gettle in the corner against Sheridan. Goes baseline, wide open, in for two. Oh, off the glass. Connor Gettle with 7 points. Out to an 11-point game again, 33-22. 5:52 left in the third. Kizefka at the right elbow takes the jump shot, and this one is smooth as silk. That's first point since the first quarter.
That's automatic at that point.
33-24. Back to a 9-point game. Both teams exchanging blows so far in the third. Nash Martin dribbling against Sawyer Kizefka. Taking his time, gets a screen from Ryerson, goes to his left. To the left wing, Connor Gettle, being guarded by Garrett Bowles. Back up Landon Zimmer, gets a screen by Morton, that's up, and this one's good. 23 points for Landon Zimmer, 6-3 of the night.
See that one coming a mile away.
Yes, indeed. 36-24. 5 minutes, 5 seconds left in the third.